Good morning to you. Interesting text there. Frank, stop your complaining. Maybe it's nice for those of us who don't have children to get to work without being held back by them for another day. So there's a selfish person, you know, the sort of person who has no interest in children, who thinks, I wish nobody ever went to school ever because they block up the roads. Right, good morning to you. 90 333 105. Are any of the roads still blocked by fallen trees? Have the fallen trees brought down power lines to the point that NIE are still very busy, or has it all been sorted? Let me speak to Julia Carson from the service. Julia, good morning.
Good morning.
What is happening as we speak, Julia?
At the moment, we have around 3,800 customers around up without power. Now, that's mainly across counties Down, Armagh and Antrim. And the northern part of Northern Ireland, that's pretty much cleared up at this stage.
So your teams are still busy. Were they busy all night?
They have been busy all night. We've had gusts of up to 70 miles per hour. We've seen damage such as trees down across lines and broken poles. And it's been a very challenging process working through very windy conditions to carry out repairs.
Anything that lasted longer than you expected it to last, or was it pretty, you know, were the hurdles more or less predictable?
Well, we'd been in constant contact with the Met Office over the weekend, so we did know that Storm Ophelia was coming, and we were able to mobilise our emergency crews, our engineers. We opened up our local incident centres right across Northern Ireland yesterday in preparation for the storm. So we were certainly prepared and ready for the bad weather, but you just never know what it's going to bring.
Anyone, of course, anyone who's still offline, when could they expect to be back on?
We have been out working since first light, and we did work into the night last night, and we have restored power to over 48,000 customers so far. If you are without power this morning, we do need to know, and you can call the NIE Networks customer helpline on 03457 643 643, or you can report a fault online at nienetworks.co.uk. And we'd also advise you, keep an eye on our Twitter feed at NI Electricity and Facebook for further updates and advice.
Is there a possibility that some of the lines have been made a little bit more vulnerable and could still come down with the significant breeze, I suppose, that we have at the moment?
It is fairly blustery out there. You know, our emergency crews and engineers, they're still working in very windy conditions in some area. There's a lot of leaves on the trees. There's a lot of flying debris and branches coming down. That is making things difficult. We're hopeful that the worst of the weather has passed us by, and that our emergency crews, they'll be repairing the electricity network through the day. However, we do have over 400 individual faults in the network. We're hoping to get the majority of customers back on supply today, but we'll have a better idea later on this afternoon.
Okay, Julia, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, good morning to you. It's just gone 9:15, 90 333 105, 077 66 105 105. Now, the Health and Safety Executive, NI, they're giving advice, understandably so. This advice is aimed at all workplaces and farms, of course, and extreme care must be taken in relation to what the wind may have brought down, the fallen trees, the damaged trees. It's also the whole issue about the roofs that may have been dislodged, and the worries and concerns about, for example, asbestos that would be in some of the mixes up there. Brian Monson is from the Health and Safety Executive. Brian, good morning. Let me see, you'll be on this line as opposed to that one. Give it a wee flick and a kick. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Frank.
Yeah, I've just touched on some of the issues there while you were coming through to us, Brian. And there will be farms, workplaces, outhouses and whatever that may look okay but could have been challenged overnight.
Yes, absolutely. Those were very strong winds that we saw. And we've seen the damage to trees down and the like. Also, there could be damage to buildings, either completed buildings or on construction sites and the like. So we just wanted to take an opportunity this morning to remind people of some of the areas that they need to take into account before they stop work, just to stop and think for a moment about the sorts of risks that there might be before they begin work this morning or begin repairs.
Yeah, I didn't even get a chance to check because we have a massive building site next to us here, but the studio that I'm sitting in this morning, I can't see the building site from where I am. But would the builders be back on site this morning? Because health and safety, I've been watching these guys for the last, you know, 3 months working on these apartments next door, and they're chained in and they're hooked on and they've got safety harnesses and barriers around them when they're laying bricks. It's incredible, the health and safety. I've never seen the like of it.
Well, people are taking it seriously because, unfortunately, that's one of the industries where, in the past, a lot of people have been killed or seriously injured. And yes, sites will be coming back online this morning. Some activities may still have to be curtailed for a time, work at heights and the use of cranes, depending on the wind speeds and how long it takes for those blustery conditions we have at the minute to ease down. But there's certain things that will be being done, and those protective measures you've just talked about, scaffolds and the like, they'll be checked to make sure that they're secure after the wind. And as people start to go back and use the equipment, it's safe.
So your message is to builders, to farmers, to people who are undertaking any form of outdoor activity, checks need to be done this morning?
Yeah, there are a couple of areas we have particular concerns about. You may be aware, unfortunately, that one of the fatalities in the Republic of Ireland yesterday was related to the use of chainsaws in a clearance operation. And we know that clearing fallen trees in the past in Northern Ireland has resulted in a number of people being killed. So we're asking people to be extremely careful. Windblown trees, the potential for them to move or to spring back whilst they're being cut up is large. And really, people shouldn't engage in that unless they know what they're doing and have the right equipment. Frank, you know.
Yeah, I can imagine it, because very often I've watched professionals with chainsaws who you've hired to do work for you, and the kickback even from a standard branch can be massive. A tree kicking you would be fatal.
Well, and again, unlike normally felled trees, the trees that we see broken at the minute are often intact with their root ball, and that's like a giant counterweight. And as the material's removed from further up on the tree, that counterweight can literally cause the tree to stand up or flick up again, what's left of the trunk. And this can be, you know, exceptionally hazardous. Also, in cutting limbs off, the main trunk may roll over on top of people, and we've seen a number of people crushed in the past. So we're saying to people, please take extreme care. If it's not something you're competent to do, bring in the professionals to do it for you.
We have the ad on TV of the farmer going up to fix the roof, the very sad ad about health and safety, where he falls through the skylight. There will be farms today that are being checked because corrugated sheeting has lifted and someone's gone up to nail it down. You really should be getting an expert in to do that, or if you feel you can do it, you need assistance. You can't be up there on your own.
Yes, absolutely. This is about making sure that people understand about the risks and then taking appropriate precautions. A lot of the roofs that we see on agricultural buildings and others are what are referred to as fragile, so they're corrugated asbestos cement or corrugated iron or corrugated tin or PVC roof lights, and all of these unfortunately have the potential with weight on them as they become fragile and old and rusted and corroded to collapse through, and every year we see people killed as a result of this. This is a time, as you say, people will want to go up and check and make repairs. And what we're saying to people is don't go on fragile roofs without the right equipment, with appropriate roof ladders and crawling boards, something to protect you if you fall, so the edge is protected below any area you're working. Also, measures, simple measures like building up materials, bales and the like below areas that are going to be worked on, so that if there is a problem or a fall, that people are not falling to the ground but onto a surface below, which will not cause injury.
And if you have an old-fashioned roof that would have asbestos sheeting on it and it is obviously damaged, you shouldn't be dealing with that. You need the environmental experts in to deal with that.
Well, yes, absolutely. The asbestos material like that needs to be dealt with properly. If it's damaged, if it's broken up, then make sure that it's kept wetted down. The material can be gathered up and bagged and then appropriately disposed of through a licensed waste contractor.
Yeah, that is the important thing, the licensed waste contractor, as opposed to just throwing asbestos willy-nilly. Let's hope people aren't doing that. Finally, Brian, this issue of the schools all being closed today. I had suggested that they did absolutely the right thing yesterday, closing them all en masse. today, I would have thought that individual schools could have made individual decisions. Do you see the need for every school to be closed today?
I can understand absolutely why the department took the measures that they did, because they had to make a decision. They hadn't the full information available to them, and there are a range of things that needed to be considered, both in terms of the school's estate, safety of children and staff and the buildings. It's in the situation with the storm there and having to make rapid decisions, it is difficult, and I can understand the frustration of many people who say, well, the schools should have been opened. Equally as well, it's a difficult position for the department. They had to make a call. They made the call early because of criticism they may have had from the previous night. Yes, we can all learn from this. But ultimately what we want to make sure is that children going to school, staff at school, are kept safe no matter what the conditions.
Absolutely. Brian, thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Brian Monson from the Health and Safety Executive, NI. So, you know, safety is absolutely the most important thing. But could individual schools have assessed the situation in their own area? As I'm saying, there's no obvious reason why kids couldn't be at school here in Belfast today. Let me speak to Sharon, who's in this line. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, Sharon, how do you feel about the schools being closed?
Well, I definitely 100% agree with the closure yesterday. But today, I'm definitely not so sure about that. We live, I suppose, minutes from my son's school. And it's closed where we live. There's no trees down. There's nothing. I work down by the harbour, and I've seen it on a windier day in the winter. So I can't understand why the schools are closed today. And I'm a wee bit puzzled as to why that is. And I think you're right that it should be down to individual schools. I can understand through country areas, the coastal areas, where there could be a lot more danger there possibly, but I do think that some schools should have been open today.
Yeah, sure. I just wonder, are we setting a new precedent for closing schools? In the past, correct me if I'm wrong, but in all the years that I've been sort of keeping an eye on the weather for professional reasons, I cannot remember mass closure of schools. I can obviously, we've reported many times on individual schools being closed, understandably, for all sorts of reasons, whether it be flooding or snow or iced roads or storms. But to close down the entire country's education system, and they made a call yesterday, and I said this, I think it was the right call, but they've continued that call today. I'm just wondering, have they set a precedent now of closing the schools for en masse for no obvious reason?
Well, this is a worry too, because when you come into the winter months, as you know, Frank, our weather in the winter months, you know, our winter last year was not too bad. But if you've got a bad winter, is the school going to close it? And obviously the safety of staff and pupils is paramount, and that goes for anyone, because our business closed, a lot of businesses closed early yesterday as well. And that is paramount. But when you come into the winter months, is that going to be the same? Are they going to just close it because you've got maybe 40 or 50 mile per hour winds today? And then you come into the winter time and you've got similar. So, you know, then you're going to sit and think, why were they closed then and they're not closed today? Is the safety of the children in the winter time not as paramount as it is today and yesterday?
Yeah, and also you mentioned staff. Like, how much more at risk is a teacher today teaching in Belfast than I am broadcasting in Belfast? There's no risk to staff.
Well, that's it. And you've made a comment there, you know, one rule for one and one different for others. You know, we are out working today, you know, and teachers are off today. Obviously, that wasn't their choice and that wasn't their decision. But children's education, as we always say, is very important. And I don't see that children, if they could make it into school today, why they had to be off.
Yeah, you're singing from my hymn sheet here. Sharon, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for coming on. 90-333-105. Wesley's got a point about the school closures. Wesley, good morning.
Frank, good morning. How are you? Good to see everybody in the country safe this morning. But that came about by somebody made a call. Let's go back 24 hours and they said the call was made too late on Sunday evening. Well, do you want to know something? Somebody had to make another call about today and they made a right one because everybody will be safe today.
So you think the school should be closed?
100%. Somebody had to make that call. If they made another late decision and said...
But why, Wesley, do you have to close all schools? Listen, I'll come back and talk to you in a second. I want to talk to you in more detail. Stay with me there.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Listening to you.
Good morning to you. 90-333-105. 077-66-105-105. What a wee jingly bit there. Let's hit that again.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Listening to you.
You know, like... burps of this programme. Right, Wesley is speaking to us. Wesley, you're making the point that you feel it is the right call for the schools to be off today. I think we're in universal agreement that they made the right call yesterday. When some people doubted it, actually, and thought, oh, what on earth are these kids off today for? The authorities got it absolutely right. Now, why did they have to give a blanket closure today when, you know, I'm just looking, as I say, by craning my neck, I can see in the direction of four schools. There's absolutely no reason why any of those schools should be closed today. So I'm sure that's replicated right across the country.
Frank, you're looking at what's happening here and now. Somebody had to make that decision 24 hours ago. 24 hours ago, we were saying that this decision to close the schools was made too late. So somebody made a decision yesterday to close schools today. You want to know something? That responsibility is on his shoulders for some child's safety. I think he made a good call. He had to make some decision, so he made one. And I think all we have to do is get on with what's in front of us today.
But why could they not approach it like this, Wesley, whereby there would be guidance given by the authorities to close schools today, but individual decision would be made by the head teacher first thing in the morning? So the head teacher could go to the school at 7 o'clock in the morning and do the text system. Everyone's got the text system now in a school where parents could be told the school is open. So the parents could have the alternative arrangement in place if needed. The school might be closing. However, at 7 o'clock they hear the school is open and we're back in business.
Frank, I found out yesterday morning on my way to work that my daughter's school was closed. Okay? It wasn't too late, but it was almost too late. So I had to deal with that problem and get on with it. Now, if we had went back 24 hours to yesterday morning and we didn't know when the schools were going to be open or closed, but somebody made the decision 20 past 10 on Sunday night. Now, somebody made the decision yesterday to close the schools today. This is what you've got to take into account, Frank. Someone had to make that decision.
Yeah, but Wesley, you're missing the point. The point is, it's a decision to close a school. That's a big decision if it's made late.
Yes, it is.
But wait till we're finished. It's not a big decision to open a school. So at 7 o'clock in the morning, the head teacher could send a text to everyone. Listen, the school is open. We are open today.
So are you going to deal with all the structural damage, any kind of structural damage, to anywhere, say, between 8 and 9?
But there's no structural damage.
How do you know?
Wesley, let me put it to you like this, right? On Thursday, this coming Thursday, it is going to be very wet and windy in Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
There is a risk that things that have been loosened or slackened or compromised in some way by Ophelia could still come down this Thursday, because there'll be trees that are vulnerable and they could come down in the next big slap of rain or strong wind. Are we going to close everything on Thursday?
No, I don't think so. I think people will be doing surveys today on their buildings, on trees, on anything about their property, and they'll be looking at, right, what damage was done last night? Let's try and get this secured. But Frank, overnight, someone has to make a decision. If you don't give that man the responsibility of making a good decision, do you want to give him the results of a bad decision and say, you should have made that call and closed them schools?
All right, okay. It's a fine point. You're making it eloquently. Thank you. Clive's got a point. Morning, Clive.
Good morning, Frank. I agree with your last caller 100%. You're arguing the point that they let the schools make a decision. That might well be, but say a bus full of children was going through an area and a branch fell and the bus crashed, or there was a power cable come down. It can happen anywhere, Frank, and it can happen today because we don't know what sort of damage is done. And I think the person, you talked about health and safety, I think he made the call 100% correctly.
So should we close the schools on Thursday? Because it's going to be very wet on Thursday and trees might come down under heavy leaf and heavy rain this Thursday.
No, Frank, because we heard for the last 4 or 5 days, Hurricane Ophelia. We've seen the damage caused in the south of Ireland. God help them. There'll be, the electricity will be off for days and people lost their lives. We couldn't take that chance. And even if the storm hadn't passed through as quickly, there's still a possibility that someone somewhere make it hurt. And I think the man who made the decision, you lambasted the man for not making the decision on Sunday night at that time. And if he had called the schools to be open today and something would have happened, you would have been the first to criticise him for doing that.
No, Clive, I would have said that he gave the onus over to the head teacher to go and have a look at the property, to look at the general area and to say, there's absolutely no reason, as I'm suggesting here, in the Ormer Road area of Belfast, why schools couldn't be open today. And I'm sure there are many other schools, the length and breadth of Northern Ireland, that could be open today. Likewise, there are many schools that shouldn't be open. Maybe, you know, a tree's gone through the roof of the school. Of course it shouldn't be open. Or the gates are blocked by a fallen tree. Of course it shouldn't be open. Or significant numbers of trees are down on the main arterial route. It shouldn't be open. Some areas are much worse affected than others, but there are many areas that aren't affected at all. Yet and all, it is a blanket closure. So we go back to this issue of whenever there's a heavy snow, whenever there's ice on the road, whenever there's flooding, do we now close everything instead of just the affected schools?
No, Frank, what we're saying is, in this situation, Ophelia, take it at this situation, you're putting the responsibility now on the head teachers. I'm sure they're really delighted that someone could say, give them the authority to close or open. And I don't think they would want that responsibility, because if anything happened to their children, their pupils, going to any school, they would never forgive themselves.
Yeah, but Clive, head teachers in Northern Ireland this morning are frustrated by having to... They're most likely sitting in their empty school. I'm sure the head teachers are probably on the ground in the school today. They are frustrated that they can't have business as usual.
Well, I know the school that's closest to me is a primary school, and there's nobody in it. And there's, I mean, it's in an open area, there's not much damage about it, but there's nobody in the school, because I was to do a delivery to the school, and there's no one there, Frank. I think the person made the right decision for the safety of all the children all over Northern Ireland.
Okay, that's supporting Wesley, who was on earlier. Clive, thank you very much indeed. Terence wants to praise, and I tell you, I want to add to this praise, because there was a tree down very close to where I live last night, and they removed it exceptionally quickly, so well done to the road service for that. Terence, you want to praise some people?
Hi, good morning, Frank, how you doing? Yes, I was out working on that there last night from about 7:30 to about 10:30 or 10:30. And I just want to back up what everybody said there from doing a lot of road safety, that call was 100%, because last night you wouldn't have expected the scene today like the day. And you covered it there earlier on about it was a blanket closure on Monday. I mean, it was also a blanket hurricane. It wasn't just going to affect wee bits and pieces here, it was going to affect the whole of Ireland and Northern Ireland. So I think 100%, and I don't think really it would be up to a head teacher to make a call like that there. And I mean, I was out working that last night, and you wouldn't have thought that was going to end up like it was today. But I mean, it's definitely 100%, and I would like to thank Transport NI and all the services, Coast Guard and everybody who was working out in that last night, electric board and everyone, because they did a fantastic job.
And you don't think, Terence, that head teachers at 7 o'clock this morning could have sent texts to the pupils to say, listen, it's okay, up our road, our street, our cul-de-sac, come on to school at your leisure?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No way, because I was, say, out there last night, and you're standing below these trees, and they're creaking away, Frank, and all it does is, and what would have happened was, as that gentleman said earlier on, a branch would have come off, went through maybe a bus screen, and then your show would have been going ballistic. Why did these people not call this off until everyone was safe, until everyone was checked and everyone was safe?
Okay, Terence, so I'm going to put my obvious point to you then. It's a wet day coming on Thursday. These trees are heavy with leaf. They are vulnerable. Do we close the schools this coming Thursday?
Right, we have to, you know, we live in a climate here where we have to deal with that sort of thing every year, you know, summer and winter, unfortunately. But at the end of the day, this was hurricane. This was a severe warning. So, I mean, there's been damage done here, and we'll probably not see the full extent of it, at least for the next 2 or 3 days. Everything sort of really calms down, but I mean...
Correct. So this is the point, Terence. Do we close the schools on Thursday, or do we let the head teachers on Thursday decide, listen, there's a tree down close to the school, school's closed today because it's been raining and a tree's come down, because there's a very strong possibility with the heavy rain and with the wind on Thursday that more trees could come down. So do we let the head teachers make the decision this Thursday, or does a senior civil servant close all schools this Thursday?
I can't see them doing that, Frank, because, I mean, I really don't think that's in the head teacher's remit, and I wouldn't think that they would want to take that responsibility, because if something happened, as I said earlier on, your show would be going daft. But, I mean,
yeah, but, Terence, you haven't answered my question. When do we stop closing schools en masse? When do we stop issuing an order where we're closing all the schools, even when some of them aren't affected?
Frank, this wasn't bad weather. I think you're missing here something. This wasn't bad weather. This was a hurricane.
It was an ex-hurricane. It was a storm.
Well, you know...
It was an amber warning. It was a very serious issue. People did lose their lives in the Republic of Ireland. No one's diluting that. I'm saying to you, at 7 o'clock this morning, it was obvious there were some schools that were absolutely able to provide the service that they're supposed to provide. And head teachers would have been on the ground and could have sent texts at 7:05 saying, schools open as normal.
Mm-hmm. Well, back to my other point, you know, as I said there, after that weather last night, would you be absolutely sure that a tree wasn't getting enough damage last night, was going to fall in front of a car, or some wee grander or granny taking their kids into school this morning, the tree fell on it? What would you be thinking?
Terence, I agree with you, but we're now going round in circles. What about Thursday morning? There's a possibility trees could come down this Thursday.
Frank, there's a possibility a tree could come down every day for the next year. But, I mean, we were dealing with what we were dealt with, and they made the right call, 100%.
Okay. Thank you very much, Terence. Right, good morning. 90-333-105, 077-66-105. We'll get to your texts and your emails very shortly here on the show as well. Some more of your calls. I'll have a conversation with a few more of you in just a moment.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105, here for you.
Good morning to Stuart, who's on line 3. Morning, Stuart.
Morning, Frank. See, this whole idea with schools closing, they had to make a decision. Now, you're saying that at 7 o'clock at the headmaster and I say, oh, no, the school's okay. But, yeah, that's the decision the headmaster makes. That's okay for the pupils who maybe have parents who can drop them into school, but the ones that need buses and all to run. See, trying to organise all the buses to get back in for that one school, it would be a nightmare, so to think that... Yeah, it's a huge inconvenience, like it is for us, because our son had to stay at home this morning, and my wife had to arrange time with work. But the thing is, they made the decision in hindsight, and if they had turned around at 7 o'clock this morning and said, oh, well, we want this school to open, it would have caused more hassles for people to try and make change arrangements. And if the kids had required buses to get into school, trying to organise the buses.
But why, Stuart, should the buses not be ready to roll? Why should they not be ready to go, as opposed to needing to be stood up? Why stand everything down? Why not have things ready to go, and if the headmaster at 7 o'clock in the morning says, in this area, things are absolutely fine, roll the buses, as opposed to having to contact the bus driver to tell him to get out of bed? Should he not be expecting to work as opposed to avoiding work at the drop of a hat?
No, it's not avoiding work, Frank. It's people that has made a decision. And the thing is, why would a company or anybody else sit and have a bus sitting waiting for a school to make a decision at 7 o'clock in the morning and have to make all the changes? The companies, whoever's running the buses, probably made that decision last night, informed their staff and said, right, okay, there's no, we're not running the buses in the morning. And that has been the decision made. And the thing is, what happens if it had been the wrong decision to open the school and something that had to happen to people on the way in? Whether it be a bus or a people not picked up by a bus for some reason, and I've been sitting at a side of a street waiting for a bus to come, which maybe that wasn't organised correctly.
But on the back of that, the other point is the school being open doesn't mean a child has to attend if her, you know, his or her family don't want him or her to attend. The other point on the back of what we're talking about here is there are many schools that have very little input from buses. There are schools here in Belfast where the vast majority of children are dropped off by their parents or who walk to school. They're in the cul-de-sacs and alleyways in the vicinity of the school. They don't need a bus to get to school. There are numerous children across this city and in other towns and villages in Northern Ireland this morning who are sitting at home who could be at school.
Yes, yeah, they could be at school. My son could be at school. But the thing is, they have to organise for everybody, not just the ones that they think can make it into school. There is going to be people on pretty much every school that require buses or require everything else. It's not only that, it's catering. If a school had said last night that we are going to cancel catering, so there's quite a lot of schools that order catering in, as in hot meals get brought into the school for school dinners, then they would have to sit at 7 o'clock in the morning trying to get that all organised. And as the company that paid over already informed yesterday said, we're not going to be open today, and they didn't have any heard. It's the whole logistics side of things. They made a decision last night to say, right, okay, we're going to close the schools today. I mean, the logistics, everybody involved knew what was happening. And if you start opening individual schools to say, oh, we're going to open today, then that would require a lot of organisation by headmasters and staff in the school, which is not going to happen. It's just going to be a nightmare. And if things get missed in a school, if somebody, for example, there's no school dinner for whatever reason, then that's going to be, it's not good enough. So they have to make the decision. And that's it. It's an inconvenience and it's a real pain for a lot of people. But that's a decision that they had to make. And whatever time they made the decision last night, they didn't know how bad it was going to be. They didn't know if overnight that they would have had everything cleared up. They didn't know what it was going to be like this morning. But they had to make that decision.
Okay. Stuart, thank you. Thank you very much. Mary's on this line. Morning, Mary.
Morning, Frank.
Yes, Mary.
I agree with your last caller, Frank. I think it's quite judgmental to say that teachers could make that decision. I think what the executive did was allow actually to take that decision out of the teacher's hands, and therefore they're able to quite safely say all children will not be at school today. Again, if that is, that's based obviously on a risk assessment, and this was quite different circumstances from heavy rain on Thursday, Frank, in terms of the fact that it was mainland Ireland, the South have made the same decision to close schools today, and because of the criticism, I cannot fully understand how they made that decision and said, let's be safe based on the information that they had, given that there was an emergency planning group governing this. So it wasn't just some one individual making a decision up at the executive. There was a lot of people involved in that decision making, and I'm sure the decision wasn't taken lightly, Frank.
Do you accept, Mary, that there are schools across Northern Ireland that could easily be open today?
Oh, absolutely. They could easily have been open. But, Frank, the bottom line is that this was a decision. This was different circumstances from the normal inclement weather that we get within the winter, where head teachers do make those local decisions. But this was something that the Department of Education or the executive took out of the hands so that there is cover across the whole of Northern Ireland for those head teachers. And the thing about it is, I mean, no one was the advice yesterday, the reason the schools closed yesterday was on the advice of the emergency planning. No one was out yesterday. So teachers were not in the schools to make those decisions to say, OK, at 5 o'clock yesterday evening, we don't seem to have much damage, forecast overnight, whatever, and we can open that school in the morning. At 7 o'clock in the morning, a lot of parents are already on the road for work. So to get a text to say we're now open or we're now closed in whatever area, I think would have been even far more controversial for a lot of people. So yes, it's inconvenient. Yes, it is. You know, it probably could be open in a number of areas, but at the end of the day, parents knew yesterday evening, based on the criticism that the executive had from the day before, and at least they could make some provision safely for their children.
Yes, but they wouldn't have to send their child to school. It's another option. It's another option for parents this morning. In some areas, they could have sent their children to school. They don't have that option this morning.
Yes, but those children who parents make that decision would have a day marked absent because the school was opened. This way, it's an exceptional closure across all of it. It provides for all children, so those that can't make it are no more disadvantaged than those who have been able to make it. So so from that perspective, I think that was the right decision to be made, whether or not based on today's information on the weather, it was different. But this was an exceptional set of circumstances with an emergency planning. It wasn't just a local snowfall where in some parts, it wasn't just in coastal areas, it just wasn't in Antrim or the north where it usually is very bad for some of the weather conditions. This was across the whole of Ireland. And based on that information, I think anyone would say, well, let's be cautious and let's do the right thing, particularly for the most vulnerable, which is the children, young children. And I know it's across all age groups of children, but it was a blanket decision that they took.
Okay, Mary, thank you. Stephen is on line four. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Frank. Love the show, and you're doing a great job. Right.
Thank you, Stephen.
Okay. I disagree with most of your comments. I think this should have been done by each school individually, should make their own decision. Right.
So I missed that slightly. You feel that individual schools should have been able to make a decision this morning?
Yeah. I mean, I grew up in East Belfast. When I was a kid, right, if we find out the school was closed, the only way we heard about it is for you guys through the radio. I mean, this whole idea of text messages and generalities, we're not getting too soft. I mean, a bit of wind, a bit of snow, we were sent out as kids in all weathers to school. And the only way we found out the school's closed, the snowfall and stuff like that, was through the radio.
Okay, you think we're all getting a bit too soft in this day and age. I 100% agree with the closure yesterday. I do feel there's still an argument for some of the schools being open today, but you've eloquently put your points regarding that since about 9 o'clock this morning, and thank you very much for it. Most of you actually do feel, just looking here at the text, most of you are in agreement with the people who say it should be blanket closure today, that the individual headmasters should not have, or head teachers should not have been able to make a decision at 7 o'clock and open the school. You are accepting that there are many schools in Northern Ireland that could be open this morning. But listen, thanks for the input. Stephen's got a point. Good morning. It's Harry. Good morning, Harry.
Good morning, Frank.
What's on your mind, Harry?
Oh, the winds were brilliant, Frank. I tell you, I live in the middle of the countryside with a lot of trees all around, and all in one night, we get rid of all the leaves, and there's none of them in my yard.
so you're lucky enough that you've got they're down, and the blower has blown them away. So why is that so good for you, Harry?
Well, it's just good I don't have to go out and lift them. But the other thing I was going to mention there, Frank, was I was walking the dog. My lane's half a mile long, and walking the dog this morning, the lane is absolutely covered with all the berries off the hawthorn bushes. And this is a feeding for the birds over the winter. And they're not going to have food off the bushes now because the berries are all gone. And so people need to be made aware of it and maybe put nuts out and a bit of feeding over the winter for the birds.
This is a very good point, Harry. Thank you indeed. There's the plus of the leaves being blown away and no leaf litter, but the berries have been blown away as well, and the poor wee birds could be starving. Good point, Harry. Feed your birds from here on through the winter. Olive, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. Just one very quick point that I don't think has been covered. Could the schools not say to the parents, look, we'll be open tomorrow, but if you're in an area where you're worried that there could be trees down, or if you don't want your child to come to school, it's your responsibility. Put the responsibility on the parent.
You see, this is what I thought. Maybe you've made it sound much more eloquent than I have during the discussion this morning. Now, one of our previous callers made an important point. If a child doesn't turn up to school, then if it's not an exceptional closure, the child is marked absent.
The child in this case should not be nothing held against the child. It's an open, you know, come or don't come. Your mother's responsible for your safety. It's not our responsibility, and then there would be no problem, you know.
Olive, that's exactly what I'm thinking. You've nailed maybe in two sentences what I've been trying to explain in the best part of an hour.
Oh, don't put yourself down.
There's no reason why the teachers can't be in the schools today.
Yeah,
I'm sitting here working today in Havelock House. There's no reason why teachers can't be at schools on the Ormer Road today.
But the parents have the ultimate responsibility for the children. You know, let them decide, and they're happy then.
Yeah, Olive, you're absolutely singing off my hymn sheet. Very briefly, a quick point from Marty. Morning, Marty.
Morning, Frank. Frank, listen, imagine where you're getting all these surveyors and engineers and health and safety from there. Let's see them, our schools, the ones you say could be open today. What if the gutters are loose, the downspouts are loose, the slates are loose? And as you said, it's still a bit blustery today. And they blow off and blow down at the kids in the rain.
Do you think every school's going to be checked like that today? A surveyor's going to be there?
They looked over anyway.
Marty, when you got up this morning, you did what I did, didn't you? You went out and you looked at the front of the house, the side of the house, the back of the house. You checked the trees. It took you about 3 minutes to do it.
Some of them schools, them gutters haven't been changed. And there's some old schools here.
Yeah.
Haven't been changed in years.
Yeah, okay. It's, you know, it's still a valid point. I'm not saying anyone's wrong on this. I'm not saying anyone's wrong. But is health and safety being stretched to almost embarrassing proportions where no school anywhere in Northern Ireland is allowed to open today?
Your point, your platform. The Frank Mitchell phone-in for you.